Hi, everybody, and welcome back for another bite-sized political podcast, last one of the day. And we're going to check out a story that I see GB News put out, and now I see it's pretty much across the media. And the Home Office is reported to have admitted that it doesn't know the location of thousands of migrants scheduled to be sent to Rwanda. In a document that assesses the impact of the Migration and Economic Development Partnership with Rwanda, the Home Office said the government had retained numerous people who had been told their asylum claims were inadmissible and could be removed to the African country once the new law comes into effect. Get this. Of the 5,700 people Rwanda has in principle agreed to accept, 2,143 continued to report to the Home Office and can be located for detention. The problem is that there's the other balance, the other thousands, just not to be found. The department has insisted that the unaccounted migrants may not necessarily have absconded, but they're just not subject to any reporting restrictions. So basically, we have a situation where the Home Office itself cannot find thousands of those who it has designated as being, people whose claims are not in any way substantiated and should be kicked out of the country. They can't find them. Where have they gone to? Well, you see, I'm surprised anyone's surprised about this, because if you understand the Home Office, and I frequently talk to you about this, the Home Office is a major problem. In fact, I think the Home Office is a bigger problem than the illegal migrants, because the Home Office is extremely woke. It's certainly very diverse, very diverse. There's good Muslim representation within the Home Office. And I think the Home Office would be one that would be better closing down for starters and trying to start up again with something a bit better and something a bit more patriotic British, because the Home Office certainly isn't that there. But back to the migrants. So where have these people, where have these thousands all gone? And this is the point that I heard someone make on Mike Graham's radio show on Talk Radio this morning. He says they're everywhere. They're in plain sight. You know, if you go to get your Turkish barber, people go to the Turkish barbers. Every high street seems to have numerous Turkish barbers. Well, you'll find some of them in there, I'm sure. You'll find them doing your carrying your Deliveroo to your house. You'll get them washing your car. You'll get them doing all these menial jobs. That's where they go. They enter into the parallel black economy, the cash-only economy. And some of them do anyway. Others just live, I presume, from other illegal proceeds. And we'll not go into that. But it is a scandal that not only does the government let them come here in the first place, but it then, even when it sort of registers them, it then loses track of them. So it doesn't know where they are. The whole thing's a farce. The sooner we end up basically returning every migrant to where they came from, which is France, then that's the time this finishes and sorts itself out. If we don't do that, then it's never going to sort itself out. It's really that simple. You know. And when we're told we can't return them to France because that's against international treaties, then we should say, to hell with that, that's what we're doing. That's if this country had any balls, which it doesn't have. The people in charge are 100% on board the agenda. And when we get to actually that particular agenda that they're all on board with, one of the things that worries me is that, and we see this in Ireland as well, the men who are coming here, and it's nearly all men, it's overwhelmingly men, young men of fighting age, it's almost like we are importing an invading army. Because if these individuals, as I say, they all tend to fall into roughly the same demographic. And yes, I know the media will obviously zone in if there happens to be a child or there happens to be a woman. But that's the exception. You know, I'd say 95% of them are men of fighting age coming here. And they're coming here in large numbers. And those numbers could constitute a real and present danger to the existing population of the United Kingdom if they rose up, and especially if these people coming here have no loyalties whatsoever to this country, if they don't respect the laws of this country, if they perhaps have an ideology that's diametrically different to that of this country. If they come from countries where human life doesn't have much value, which is the case in many instances, then what exactly are the politicians presiding over? Are we witnessing the plantation of Britain and Ireland, overseen by the political parties, all the political parties and the media? And is this in line with the Kalergi plan for, the essentially replacing us? We're going to be taken out of existence over a couple of generations. I think that's entirely plausible. I don't know about you. It seems to me that that's certainly what some people want to happen anyway. That's seen as being the moderate and reasonable position. So the migrants are amongst us, my friends, and there's more of them coming. And this whole stunt about Rwanda does nothing to stop any of that. Thanks for listening.